Chapter 19. She closes in for one more long kiss. Before this begun is, when the kiss is a foot from impact, her eyes hear wide. She says, "I'm so attracted. Let's call this a good omen," here patting his beard smooth. She bends closer to prove blending bent well, 1 inch now between their 4 lips. Now an unpinch would zip the 2 together tight. And now he says, "But I'm not sight attracted. Times always I've never been so attracted or repulsed. I may be, though, one pulse of sunlight's day, but it's not something I will hope, regrets. But still, you cope must with this fact. I'm not either, neither, to you." His chest, her cot, with new hardness became, pushing she away from kiss, sinking from this hit's miss. While not crying this time, a wide desperation expressed in mimed ungrin, she got up and sunk low, turned from him in a heap, all flow gone on ground. Weep not, though, he stood up straight, though not bow, on walk did. After a late, unhid she became, him followed slowly. So they, time passed. Some low, behind the path, she dragged. At times, ahead. In between, she him gazed, his head coated with glaze of his always happy still she saw. Eyes sunk more for viewing. She kept 4 and 10 steps minimum, whether zenith, nadir, from him, except for these fear-hoped encounters and looks. During one of these, she saw smile his, shook full 3 times her head, and claimed, "Flay, that smile causes much grief. This day I'd like relief. If not that in my gone, I'd leave you all alone." He quiet sauntered, honed his hand to his itch beard, gave it a quick thought scratch, and peered at the sky patch, said, "I'm not left alone. I'm right alone." In her mind, this one loner's worth trailing behind, in front, so this her continued. One stunt ahead, one mood behind, bears tell. Mood first. While she was 14 steps behind, no worse, depept him, flailing M. But then and there on that forest spot, 10 senses were zest-charged like novel places before their novelty wears fuzzy. Spices of hair-breadth's definition, all sharp and full and clear. One talls and feels the sun bounce. Before one knows well the confines, navigates without feel. Jailed thus gates of Flay's senses. And he thought, "Is this the smell, sound, song, freed only when ground quickly approacheth? Is this those of death, only to be so thist when cease? Is this what people who are about to die smell here?" Through this it just held. For the stunt, here it is. As Adonia walked ahead, she missed on chalk sidewalks of rural/suburbia a girl who passed by in a twirled ribbon-on-handlebars girly bike. When Flaylin, 14 steps parted, in her view girl beheld, held his smile the most. Thinking this welded grin's tinkling because of what's near her, she hops off bike, offers it him, proffering whirls of great delight. A stops, looks behind. Flay on gets and hops at first, then jets ahead. At first, seated, he raises his body so that his head haughty held high. Just so happens this girl's family's house mappens upwards, and mouse jump times 15 the plot is raised, so that a wall creates a clot twixt tall yard and sidewalk below, so that Flaylin just peeks o'er growing grass and sneaks view, through tall raised, at roots of trees. Looking over raised grass and earth suits him, hers another story, fine, as just everything does. He 90 times 2 just the bike and begins to go back forth past the wall, round turned, went through with all that direction's walls passed, to girl's happiness, and not last, his, of course. Ran out the house, past the yard of the girl's parents, watch few times, then bombard this new rider criticisms. Not a good role model, cause him's not going well, cause not going anywhere, or even to somewhere. And it was here that fear-free Adonia jumped in, defending Flay, claimed he pumped profound. This same style marks him the best on of the century, to mention nothing of through ever. While they argued, the girl got top the wall, and laughter spewed when tall Flaylin poked up his head, back then forth, full funny-faced. Like Jim Rummy tiles, her folks fast removed the bike from him, their point seeming so proved. Flay's joint o'erreached this momentum, and he tumbled. A picked up him, moved on, first flicked to the parents a look, a gesture. Girl looked sad. His arm she hooked, and mad no longer, back in love. That is, until she paved above her gaze and waved Flay's grin to her. Sad that happiness still remained. With speed of gnat she lain behind 14 once more. So the stunt and the mood were stored then, as prelude or postlude. Before or after each other, not both, neither nor. They got to a bus station store, A in front. From a pump, with chore needed to dump water out old-fashioned, she drank. Then entered shop, while Flay opened with pops and spurts the water's flow. When he had drunk, she came out, though with her, plain ticket stuck her pocket, shaving gel, a razor. From the socket, taser sounding, she splashed water on his face. Both seated, got her and him feeded a profound moment of reality. Towel kept shirt, her love, dry. Well, she cut first with scissors, then gelled and shaved him close, with her hands neath his nose. He sat still, like a late adolescent prouder of the awaited zur clipping mature-grown hairs than proud of growing them. She, paring way, stemmed at first, seeing his stare smile, said, "You've never had a want to care. Too bad. For your sake, I hope that someone comes along. Me, I've sat with guys many, but I guess all I've had for love is one time. At a game or mad band spats called concerts. On bleachers, I sat one step above. If stirred I or rest, love. If I rested my arm and leaned, 'twas like I held him. We're close, harm none, weld of bleacher metal, but perhaps 'cause I never got what or whoever'd. Not even a glimpse of his face. That's why I called. That was my love of all my life." Now she's smoothing her hands across his clean face and wings her lips, more trace than kiss, cross his lips, cheek, whispers something in ear, quick unsneaks from there. Throwing out shaving tools, proffering her ticket, the spools of the thicket road, a bus there waiting. He stands. They watch each through window. Zing and screech, the bus moves. Flailing McDrab doth bow. Bus gone down dusty road, flay alone. He stands still, the prow, his ankle bone, moves him up as a whale guppy sails.